Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum. The King G. Triple M rocks footy.
Well, the Panthers officially on fire. 30-10 over the Raiders. Just a terrific game from the Panthers, and no small thanks to this man, Jerome Luai, who joins us right here, right now. Congratulations on another terrific win, Jerome.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me again. Shout out to the 91 boys who were there last night, and yeah, it was a really good win from the boys.
Well, indeed, we have one of them sitting with us, Mark Guy. How was that for you guys? Ivan Cleary talked about the importance of that team in terms of the history of the club. For you guys, young blokes, to run out and they were there, how was it?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, we're all local boys, so the history of the club means so much to us. And, you know, just a bit of extra, you know, to do it for. And those boys are there clapping us on, and you know, we need to put one on for the boys.
It was fantastic to be there, Romy. I must confess, it was the goosebumps when you guys ran out. It was it takes you back, and I thought, oh, just yeah. Once, just give me a 24-year-old body once, just to let me go back on that field, please. Oh, mate, look, you were on fire. I think that was your most complete performance this season. You and Nathan's partnership is just getting stronger by the game. You're in the system last year with Origin, and your name's going to be brought up if you keep playing that way. Have you dared to dream yet about playing number six for New South Wales?
I think I started to dream about it when I was, included into that squad last year. So, I always thought I wasn't good enough beforehand or before that happened. So it's definitely on my list, to-do list. And, yeah, I've got a lot of improvement to go. So hopefully we can keep playing some good footy.
Hey, Jerome, Ryan Goodley here, mate. Congratulations on your form, buddy. You can always tell a club's in a good position when they've got depth. And when they've got guys coming in, and you don't see too much of a difference in the performance on a weekly basis. And you guys have got quite a bit of that going on at the moment. Let's talk about a little bit. Matty Burton, he's switched to centre now. We saw him play in the halves recently. Combination with you on that left side, you're looking pretty comfortable. Lovely try last night. Lovely ball. But what about the way he moves before he catches the ball? Quality player, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. He done all the work. The ball was in the air and he stepped off that left foot before he caught the ball. So
yeah,
that's pretty hard to do. And, you know, he's a footballer through and through. And I'm really happy he stayed for this year because, you know, that kid can play some footy and he can play anywhere. But like you said, we've got depth. Appy and Dill are out right now, but it doesn't feel like we're missing anyone. So whoever's in there doing the job, they're doing a great job for us. And yeah, we've got a lot of boys in waiting as well. Some young boys playing there in Cup. They're waiting for their opportunity, but yeah, we do have a lot of depth, and that's good to have.
What about over on that other side, Paul Momorowski? Has he surprised you a little bit this year?
Oh, he's a freak.
He's good, eh?
I watched him play some footy, but, you know, to have him out there on that right side, man, he's doing some freakish stuff, and he's a good guy off the field as well, so I'm really happy we've got him in our side, and yeah, he's a really good bloke as well.
You score a brilliant little kick chase try. I think it might have been on play two when you're up close to the line. Now, Shane Flanagan, I was listening to in commentary, he was asked, gee, if that doesn't work out right, are you upset as a coach or not? And he said, you back the skill. Is that your attitude? You know, if the opportunity's there, you take it?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's just the way that, you know, I've grown up playing footy. If the opportunity's is in front of you, you've got to be, you know, willing enough to take it. And, you know, Ivan backed me with play like what I see in front of me. So, yeah, Nathan makes my job so much easier. I can do that off the back of, you know, him controlling the side. So, yeah, I'm just playing what's in front of me.
What did you make of your opponents last night, Romy? Obviously, the first 20 minutes was an arm wrestle. They lost Klokstad, the fullback, who was a big loss for them. But it seemed very, very physical in the middle.
Yeah, it was a real big test for us boys in the middle, and I think they knew that, and they knew that what was coming, so I thought they had done a really good job. But I think we dropped like a couple, like some ball on the first tackle in good ball, so that hurt us a bit. But you know, for them to lose their fullback, I know it hurt them a little bit, and I think they had Whitehead in the centre, so that would have messed them up a bit. But yeah, we took that opportunity, and I think our middle's done really well.
Yeah, we all marvel at the way that you guys attack and some of the talent in the squad. But what doesn't go unnoticed is the appetite for your forwards to roll up their sleeves and get physical. Big Fish, the way that he's come on over the last couple of years. Your man on the left, Viliami Kikau, the way that he just throws his body into different situations during the game, it's impressive to watch.
Yeah, Kicks and all the big boys, I can't give them enough credit for what they're doing out there. They're just laying that platform for us. And, you know, poor Kicks, my bodyguard out there, and that's definitely what he's doing. So, like you said, he throws his body around and sometimes he collects me in the tackle.
I was going to say, I would imagine, other people cop it. He doesn't know what he's doing with it, but it's all in, isn't it? It's just a great attitude that you guys have.
Yeah, he's a lot more fitter this year, I think, and, you know, it's showing. And he's defending well, just as good as his attack. So I'm really happy with how Kicks is playing, and he's looking after me out there. So I love him next to me.
Jerome, we mentioned it earlier. Poor old Joseph Tapanay was just standing innocently on the sideline with a card saying he was about to come on. Suddenly he got caught up in the middle of the celebrations for a try. It was good. And suddenly he was public enemy number one. Interesting moment.
Yeah, I don't know what happened until I watched the replay, and I'm having a laugh about it, but yeah, he wasn't even on the field, so we're giving it to Chris. You know, he's got to pay a bit of a fine now, so lucky he's on the big bucks.
Friday night games are always good. I know you've got a young family. How are you the rest of the weekend? What are you up to, big boy?
Not too much. We've got training tomorrow because we've got that short turnaround over in Brizzy, and we've got to fly down on Wednesday, so just kick the legs up and got to recover pretty fast with that short turnaround. So my little one will keep me busy.
Now, you guys have all come through the system together. So, I mean, you're used to seeing this on a weekly basis. But Brian To'o, so we saw it last year. This year he seems to have gone to another level. The amount of work he gets through on a weekly basis is quite astounding. Has he always been this way? Has he always played the same way?
Yeah, that's my boy, man, Bizza. I'm so happy to see him playing the way he is. You know, he deserves all the credit he's getting right now, but he's such a hard worker, and people don't see the work he puts in at home and stuff like that. He's looking after his family as well, so we've got so much love for Biz and so much time, and you know, he's only going to get better.
Obviously, your roles are many and varied, setting up tries, scoring tries, leaping the highest in try celebrations, which is brilliant. But Ivan Cleary also says during the week, in terms of that energy, bringing energy to the group, you're very important. Do you feel that?
I think everyone's got that energy. I'm just, you know, one piece of the puzzle, but you know, we've all got that energy and we all want to be better each and every week. I think, you know, people are saying we're 5-0, but you know, we come into training, you know, each Monday, and it all starts all over again, and we're looking forward to the next week. So we need to keep getting better, and you know, we'll watch our tape, and you know, there'll be plenty of ways for us to improve.
How far away are the boys? How far away is Dylan and Appy?
Not too far, hopefully. I think they'll be back around the same time, so you know, it'll be good to get them back. But you know, for as long as they're out for, we've got a lot of boys doing a real good job. So we'll keep turning up for the boys till they get back.
One of the traditions you boys have is walking into the ground with the ghetto blaster pumping. Who's the artist you're listening to as you walk in?
Oh, that's the 1-4 boys, eh? They're from Mountie as well. So
the Mountie County, baby. Just,
yes, sir. Yeah, just showing them love, eh? You know, whoever makes it from Mountie, you gotta show them some love. So it's pretty tough area to make it from, and I'll keep it Mountie, brother.
I love it. MG mentioned at the top of the show, obviously him from there, that you can feel it in the community. It was obviously last year a very different time with the COVID and so on, being able to get out and about in the community. But you can sense the pride and the excitement among the population.
Yeah. You know, we love this community, and I'm in Mount Druitt Food Court as you speak, so it's good to see a lot of people hearing that. And I see a lot of Penrith jerseys being worn around a lot more now, so I think Coach said, you know, we're happy to be that, you know, sense of community pride, and we've got a lot of local boys here, and, you know, we're doing it for a lot more than just ourselves, so we love playing in front of our home crowd especially.
Hey, guys, it's Sterlo budding in here. I went to Mount Austin High School in Wagga. Does that make me a Mountie as well?
Kind of.
It's all Mount in there. You're halfway there. Halfway there, brother.
As long as your postcode was 2770, yeah, sure.
Hey, Jerome, he's got all the chat, MG, but you reckon you could... He's a little uncoordinated. Do you reckon you could teach him one of those handshakes? I'd love to see that. G, you got a handshake
in
you?
You've got to chuck a jersey on first.
I'll definitely, when I see Jeremy next, I want him to teach me a handshake for sure, 100%.
Cheers, MG, that's us.
What are you eating, mate? By the way, in the food court, what are you getting?
It's a day after a game.
New sushi joint, eh? Oh, I had my mac and lock, mother. I'm not going to lie.
Exactly.
I got a dag with dog from the show yesterday. So
How's the indigestion?
Well, I tell you. Jerome Luai, you've been playing brilliantly. Lovely to talk to you. Congratulations on May at last long.
Thank you, boys. Thanks for having me. All the best. Have a good week.
We'll join you, Roby.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.